Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. How many times should you forgive someone who sins against you? Well, it is like this. King David maintained that all sin is against God. Even sin against our neighbor is really against God. Even those who sin against us really sin against God. Listen to what King David confessed to God about his sins with Bathsheba. Sin that not only included sexual adultery, but also included the murder of Uriah, who was Bathsheba's husband and the faithful servant of King David. For I know my transgression and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. From Psalm 51. All sin is against God. Even my sins against my neighbor. Martin Luther said it over and over again. All sin is really breaking the first commandment. You shall have no other gods. For while man looks at outward things, God is looking at the heart. As David says, you delight in the truth of inward being. I hear people say oftentimes, and I understand what they're saying, but I hear people say, I know that God forgives me, but I can't forgive myself. Have you ever heard anyone say that? Yeah. Dear ones, if God forgives you, what does forgiving yourself accomplish? If God forgives you, then you are forgiven. Is it necessary that you add your forgiveness to God's forgiveness to make His forgiveness complete? Was not the cross sufficient? Is it necessary that one forgives himself to validate God's forgiveness? If that is so, then the cross was wasted effort. No. Only God forgives sin, and then only through the cross of His Son, Jesus Christ. Our gospel text says that we should forgive one who asks us to forgive him as many times as he sins against us and asks for forgiveness. Peter asked if 7 times were enough to forgive, but Jesus said no. One should forgive 70 times 7, but even that number is not definite. God has forgiven you and me more than 490 times in our lives. Way more in my case. The point is that we should forgive as many times as we are sinned against. Then Jesus gives us a story to illustrate what he means. A certain king wished to call in all the debts that were owed to him. A man was brought before him who owed a huge amount of money. A talent was worth about 1,000 denarii, and a denarii was a wage paid for a day's work. This man owed 10,000 talents, which amounts to 10 million denarii. Now, if you estimate $2 for each denarii, you have a sum there of $20 million in today's U.S. currency. In any event, the amount was so large that there was no way that the man could repay it. So the king ordered the man, his wife, his children, and everything he had to be sold and applied to the debt. But this man showed great wisdom. He knew the king. He knew his nature. He knew the king to be merciful. He had gone before the king many times and applied for loans. This huge debt didn't come from just one loan, surely. He had been before the king many times and begged for mercy. And when hearing of the king's judgment against him, he begged for mercy again, telling the king he would repay him, even though he knew that was impossible. He begged for mercy, and the king gave him mercy. Unbelievable mercy. Unbelievable mercy. He canceled the huge debt completely and sent the man on his way. Can you imagine owing someone such a huge debt? Can you imagine having it canceled? Well, you should be able to. You should be able to imagine such a thing, for you owed a sin debt so large that there's no way you could pay it, but your huge sin debt has been canceled. A great burden has been lifted from you. The man in the story had a great burden lifted from him. He should have told all of his friends, maybe even thrown a party, told his relatives, neighbors about the mercy and grace, the undeserved pardon that he received from the king. But what did he do instead of proclaiming the mercy of the king? He called in the debt of a man who owed him 100 denarii, about $200, about $200, a pittance compared to the $20 million that he had been forgiven. And when the man couldn't pay him, he began to choke him, demanding payment. When the man begged for mercy, as he had begged for mercy, he had him put in prison until he paid the debt. What kind of wisdom is this? How can a man repay a debt when he is in prison? And when his fellow citizens, servants of the king, saw what happened, they told the king. The king called him before him, scolded him for not forgiving a debtor as he had been forgiven. Sound familiar? Scolding him for not forgiving a debtor as he had been forgiven, and had him delivered to the jailers until he could repay his debt. Dear ones, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we often get hung up on little things that are done to us or that happen to us in life. The sins committed against us are a pittance, not worth even talking about. Forgive and forget them. Though we might be wronged at times by our neighbors compared to our sins against God, our neighbor's sins are as $200 compared to $200 million. They are nothing. Nothing. We should never harbor hate and unforgiveness in our hearts against our friends, relatives, neighbors, work associates, or any other human being. Why? Because our Father in heaven has forgiven our debts, debts so huge that we could never repay them. The truth of the matter is that we don't have anything that could pay for one measly little sin. Not one sin can we pay for. For you see, pure, innocent blood is required by holy God to pay for sin. And we don't have one drop of pure, innocent blood. But one who had pure, innocent blood and owed no sin debt at all took on our debt and paid it in full, that being, of course, Jesus Christ our Lord. Your sin debt has been totally and completely paid for by the Son of God, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. And the sin debt of one who sins against you, his debt is also paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. Your Lord has paid for your sin and for the sin of the whole world. He does not deal with you according to your sins, but according to his great mercy. He does not deal with you according to your sins, but according to his great mercy. He does not deal with you according to your sins, but according to his great mercy. He also deals with your neighbor according to his great mercy. You should do likewise. Thanks be to God for his forgiveness. The greatest of God's benefits, God's many benefits to us. Thanks be to God for his forgiveness extended to us. through the blood, through the cross, the suffering of his Son Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.